Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dishing Drama with Dana Wilkie Uncensored. We have officially moved to Patreon. Here's a sneak peek of Dishing Drama with Dana Wilkie.
Come on, bitch, let's go.
Welcome back to Dishing Drama, Dana. Today's guest, Courtney Kaplan, who was Raquel Leviss's model booker and pageant director for a few different pageants she was in, and also worked with her behind the scenes on pageants that she had to be with a different director, knows the families, been around them, but still stayed in touch. Courtney Kaplan returns today to tell more insight into Raquel Leviss and what she thinks is going on and what her theory is about how Raquel Leviss ended up in this mess. Before I get started, I want to play what Raquel Leviss said in the last few minutes of the show Vanderpump Rules Reunion Season 10 Part 3, The Big Secret Reveal. We were pretty right. It was disappointing. I mean, the big secret was that she had slept with him a second time, and it happened during Mexico, while Ariana was with Tom Sandoval, being a couple at the wedding of Sheena Shea and Brock Davies. So Ariana's like right there and it's happening. And then she stays over at Tom Sandoval and hooks up with him while Ariana's at her grandmother's funeral. I mean, it's just gross, right? But Raquel is supposedly telling the truth, not being deceptive, which is why she's doing this. She's tired of lying. She's been lying for Tom Sandoval based on his rationale, and she hates being deceptive. And for the first time, we see her cry or show any emotion, because up to this point, there has been zero emotion. She doesn't seem to regret it. She says the right things, but there's no emotion to track with it. Now, I have to say, I was left at the end of this clip thinking she's still lying.
You seem like you're in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's important to me to tell the truth. I think that I've been lying and being so deceitful this entire time that I don't want to lie anymore. And it's all out there anyway. Like, the worst is out, yet I'm still finding myself having to lie about specific timeline things.
You did maintain some untruths, some lies at the reunion, right? Why did you do that?
He feels like it would be less hurtful to say that, you know, this wasn't going on for so long.
By what point was it like a regular thing? Like, for while we're still filming?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The second time was, it was actually during Mexico.
I was in Mexico.
I was like, we can't see each other. This isn't going to be a thing.
Spend time with his family?
I've met his mom. Yeah. And she was aware of, like, the situation.
Where was that?
That was in L.A.
You didn't go to San Luis with him?
No.
No. So you've never been to San Luis?
I can't recall, no.
I mean, you're telling me everything with your face and your actions. Like,
I know. I know, I have a really bad poker face.
So you might as well just say it.
It freaking happened. Yeah. I definitely felt really guilty. A huge part of me wanted to tell her. Like, it ate me alive not to tell her. I mean, I was like, maybe, like, what would Ariana think about, like, having me as an addition? And he was like, no, she would not be into that.
Ruffle.
Yeah. Because, like, I love Ariana as a person, and then also I'm in love with Tom Sandoval, so yeah, it didn't seem like that far-fetched of an idea, but it was not something in question. God, he's gonna kill me. I just hate lying so much. I hate it.
What happened the night you guys went to the jacuzzi? You guys went
No.
Are you lying?
No.
You look different.
He's asked me to not disclose all this information. Especially now with, like, being so isolated, I feel like Tom is, like, you know, my one person that I do have. And if I just, like, went and betrayed him, then I'd really have nobody.
You already came clean about the timeline, right? So it's like, you ripped the Band-Aid off. Like, what's one more detail?
We've, like, this is the one story that we've agreed on getting straight. And I know that the reason why Tom wanted to lie about it is because it's a really bad look to hook up with someone's boyfriend in their own house when they've gone out of town. Especially for, like, a funeral of all things.
So I'm going to tell you why I had to play this for you, because it absolutely is going to reflect what Courtney talks about. And I do want to say that I still think, although she is coming clean slowly but surely, there's more lies. Let me tell you why I say that, okay? I say that because I believe she told the audience the times that she was intimate, meaning sex, with Tom Sandoval that you witnessed on the season, okay? But I believe they were intimate and definitely fooled around a lot more than that. Season 9 wrapped on January 26th, 2022. So Raquel calls off the engagement with James just a few weeks around this period of time. They're talking about it. She's not having sex with James for the last 2 years, they basically say in the reunion. Sandoval is shockingly supportive to James getting engaged to Raquel, which means he's around Raquel. He cares about Raquel, because I don't think he was financing that engagement for James. I think he was financing that engagement for Raquel. So I'm thinking, this is when the chemistry starts happening. If nothing more, they're flirting with each other. There's feelings there, which, you know, probably gave Raquel the confidence to call off the engagement with James Kennedy. So let's just say they start flirting with each other in fall of 2021. And I have a feeling that they're flirting. Something's happening during this period of time of offshooting. And we see this kind of manifest in gossip that surrounds Coachella in April of 2022. Okay, so 6 months goes by or 7 months goes by, and we see Tom Sandoval arriving Coachella right after Raquel Leviss, within hours, same day, everything. And they're hanging around, taking pictures together and all this stuff. And rumors come out that Raquel hooked up with Tom Schwartz. But we now figured out that it wasn't Tom Schwartz. He wasn't there. It was actually Tom Sandoval, we think. So then they're dating, I think, behind the scenes, dating. And then they start shooting the show. I think it's like May of 2022. And they're definitely seeing each other then. And we see them hanging out on the show in close proximity to each other in the hot tub with Ariana, you know, hanging out in a tent, camping with Ariana, doing all this stuff, okay? And they're seeing each other. Then they have a sextapade, which we find out when Ariana's dog dies. We find out that they have another sextapade when they're at Brock Davies' wedding in August. And then they hook up in September again when Ariana's grandmother dies. This is in September of 2022. Okay, so let's just finish it off, right? I have to assume that from then on, they are in a full-blown relationship, because the next time I hear about them, Ali Rafiq, who recently passed away, writes text messages about Tom coming to town in December in 2022 with Raquel Leviss and torturing his mom with Raquel. She doesn't want any part of it, really. And Tom is like forced to come clean about Raquel to his mom, and you know, she's not happy with him and all this stuff. And him and Ali get in a huge fight because Raquel Leviss decides to give a confessional video or something that gives away, he feels, to production something that he didn't want out. So he gets really angry. He tosses his phone, is like all this drama around it. Probably this 5-minute confessional video, I would say, Ali is referring to, which is the reason he smashes his phone on the floor and starts screaming. And Ali, he actually takes Ali's phone and he then just leaves with it, which is why Ali and him have a huge falling out. Ariana and Tom are still together. They go out for Valentine's Day in 2023. Brad Kearns comes in and says that Tom's still trying to give like romantic toasts and all this stuff for Valentine's Day to Ariana, but Raquel shows up and is there. It turns out, we find out last night, that the reason Raquel was hanging around so much maybe was that she was hoping that she could have a throuple with Ariana Madix and Tom Sandoval. I guess that's her reasoning. Or trying to keep the enemy and, you know, eyes view, keep your enemies close or closer. What's that saying? Then 2 weeks later, it comes out and it implodes. Okay. And we know that the relationship has been on ever since. I mean, this is a long relationship. Okay. And there's no damn way that Tom Sandoval was risking his relationship with Ariana Madix without sex from the freaking beginning of this whole thing. So I'm just going to tell you that right now. It doesn't take a brain scientist. He's got his partner, his good friend at home that he owns a house with and lives with. He wasn't getting sex. So he went to Raquel for the sex. And that's why he was with her in the beginning. And he liked her as a person and a friend, and he could trust her. And let's face it, as a reality star, there's not a lot of people you can trust if you want to fool around. You got to pick and choose very carefully. Now, let me bring Courtney Kaplan back in the show for part two. What's really interesting is her theory as to what happens to Raquel Leviss, and this whole thing with Tom Sandoval tracks with what Raquel Leviss says in her confessional in the last 5 minutes of the Vanderpump Rules reunion part three. Let's get into it. We see a really weird scene. Did you see the finale?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the scene where Raquel and Tom are in her apartment? It's dark. It seems late at night. We do know it's late at night because the tabloids reported that he went to see her. That was like, you know, nobody knew it was for the show, but they did report that like he snuck in to see her. She seems like she's on something, just saying, and so does he. And yeah. Your sister pointed out that when she was analyzing the film, she noticed, because she does memes, so she gets like intimate with, you know, the shows. That's one of the things she does. She noticed that there was a baggie on the table, and Raquel seems to grab this baggie with her hand from Tom while they're on camera. And I just get the sense that could she have been potentially under the influence of drugs with him? And could he have toxified her? Because I'm sure she wasn't doing drugs in the pageant circuit.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying
already?
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Look,
we all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
Oh my gosh, I never saw her even have a drink or do anything. We went to dinner many times. No, nothing. I definitely thought of all the scenes that I've watched now that I've been getting up to speed on this. That was the most disturbing. That was so weird and odd and just the all of it. So just unusual. And I read something on Twitter where someone said they're going to analyze that scene for years because of the just how it didn't, it was discombobulated and different things seemed to be happening at the same time. So for me, I definitely did not see that normal face of hers or reactions. That to me was so bizarre. I didn't even recognize that girl.
Yeah, no, me too. Okay. So I'm going to give you my theory at the end of this, but anyway, I agree with you. You know, she's in the scene. She seems to try to get across the line that she would be a dummy for dating Tom Sandoval going forward because she knows that he is going to do exactly the same thing that he did to Kristen Doty and that he did to Ariana Madix to her. But she's also very disconnected and still seemingly, you know, in love with him. She seems like not really present. It's a very bizarre scene. And the fact that there's this baggie on the table or whatever, it just made people think that maybe that was the justification. You know, maybe they couldn't get through the scene without taking something. You know, that happens. People self-medicate to do the show all the time. Alcohol, mainly.
Right. You'll see it. It's a theme of these shows. And the drugs, I would think, would be behind the scenes. But I definitely didn't see the regular person that I've seen even on the show in those scenes. It seemed so, like I said, unusual and strange behavior that it was just riveting to watch because you're trying to figure out, now, did she say she loved him? And then what did that happen? So to me, I can't imagine just trying to put myself in her shoes. And the reason why I'm here is to just maybe do that for people is to say, imagine seeing how this is all playing out and trying to justify it and then rationalize it by saying, well, he's in love with me, right? This is because we have this amazing, crazy love, when it just turns out it really just was a fling for him. That's what I can see. I don't think this was ever about love for him.
I agree with you. I think she's infatuated in love with Tom Sandoval. I could tell that when she wrote him letters, because when she went home, she started to write him letters. She didn't send him DMs or FaceTimes, probably because she's scared, because Ariana, you know, ended up seeing a sexual FaceTime between Raquel and Tom. I can't believe Tom recorded a sexual thing that she did to him on FaceTime or whatever. It's so gross.
He's an asshole. Look at his haircut. Anybody with a haircut like that, you know he's an asshole.
So gross. And then I believe he said, in justifying it himself, he said, well, usually I just delete them right away, meaning like this isn't an unusual thing for him to do. Just
well, why record it in the first place? Oh, I mean, it's just such crazy. It's a blackmail is the only thing I could think of, honestly, that if she turned on him at any point or that if she tried to out him to Ariana, he'd have, you know, I don't think he intended to leave Ariana ever. I think he was going to keep it under wraps and just see how long he could just keep going with it.
There's the thrill of, you know, having the young hottie and then the wifey-ish at home. And, you know, that must have been really exciting for him. And then to try to be doing this while you're really on camera, I mean, this must have just been a high of highs for a narcissist like this guy.
And if it had been going on, which a lot of the fans believe from season 9, right? He's right. Been getting away with it for a very long time.
Yes, he has.
And I also got the feeling that Raquel was trying to out the relationship in a way to Ariana when she's talking to her in what was supposed to be the season finale, which is the big scene at Sir. Post, there's something about her sandwich shop opening or whatever. And they end up going over to Sir and they're all hanging out. And Raquel is talking to Ariana and she seems to say something about Tom Sandoval. She's almost trying to out to Ariana their relationship, maybe out of frustration because it's been going on so long. And he keeps saying he's going to break up with Ariana, he doesn't do it.
Well, I am sure that he sat there and fed her so many lines about, I want to get out. But, you know, anybody who's been in a situation or has cheated knows that that vibe right there, where one of them or both are trying to get out of the relationship that they're supposed to be in, you know, how that drives, you know, how you feel. And if you're already an insecure person or not really strong already in your core, you know, I can see it. I was someone, a real gaslighter, and I were together. In fact, the father of my daughter, and he pulled the same kind of crap that this guy does. And it just makes you doubt yourself and makes you just, you know, really not know who you are. And I can see how twisted up she must have gotten, and at least justified it in her head by saying, he loves me, he's going to be with me, this is all going to be worth it. Remember what he said yesterday. And it carries you through. And in some way, you think that your love is such already a narcissistic thing. And to say, our love is so great, it is worth all of this. And no matter the damage, you know, it's because of this future that we're going to have together. And we've all been there, and all of us have, you know, been with people we shouldn't be with. And, you know, I can see with her personality how this would be, she would be vulnerable to a situation like this.
A girl will never forget the first boy she ever likes.
Why did you do that?
Because you smell like dog poop.
Honey, do you know why that little boy did those things? Because he likes you.
That's the beginning of our problem. We're all programmed to believe that if a guy acts like a total jerk, that means he likes you.
Well, and also too, Tom Sandoval said to Ariana, you don't party with me anymore. Partying is a big thing to Tom Sandoval.
Yeah, well, that's showing maturity right there. You know,
right.
I mean?
And so he's partying is really at the core of him. Like, he needs it. It's how he connects with his lovers. Like, it's his everything, right? So I have to believe that he had to have slowly but surely drawn Raquel into doing drugs. I have to believe that. I don't know this. It's not, you know, based on anything, but I have to believe, based on my experience with narcissistic men, which I have my meet your sister on that one, that essentially he slowly but surely got her to try this, got her to try that, got her to, you know, and then she ends up really chemically out of balance on top of the, you know, being in love with him and all this stuff. And being that she came from the beauty pageant world, I'd say that she felt like she had sold her soul in a sense, and it better be worth something.
Yes, I definitely think that could be the next level of the many levels that are going on here. And maybe he has some other information about her with that other Tom guy, right? Which is, you know, did something more happen there? And he could say, now, if people find out about that, you know, you're really going to be hated, kind of thing. And people are just going to think of you as this slutty girl who's sleeping around this group. You know, there are lots of theories, like you said.
Well, she hooked up with during this. One of the reasons I think drugs could have been introduced to her is because her behavior changes so dramatically. Mm-hmm. So she goes from being dedicated to James Kennedy, who is very difficult to be dedicated to for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then before that, she's in the pageant circuit and she's like a goody two shoes, right? Mm-hmm. And she's not at all doing that. You know, we introduced Tom Sandoval. Let's say that they did start hooking up in season 9. And let's say he did start introducing her to drugs. It would explain why she suddenly goes 0 to 60, because she didn't just hook up with Tom Schwartz and she didn't just hook up with Tom Sandoval. She hooked up also with Brock's friend at the wedding, and Sir's manager, Peter, and Garcelle Bouvet's son, Oliver.
Right.
And she was hooking up with other guys that, like, at that time that she was, like, kind of dabbling with. And what that makes me believe is that when Tom introduced her to this party world, she lost a filter. Something got lost.
That makes a lot of sense. It also points and maybe explains some of this odd, unnatural reactions and delayed expressions and just seemingly to come out of nowhere with weird things to say, that would make a lot of sense. And, you know, when you're, you know, anybody that goes to Coachella and all those places knows there's a lot of drugs there, right? And so I could see her, you know, being as a vulnerable person as she is, being exposed to that stuff and feeling like, now I'm in with the crowd, I'm doing the stuff that they're doing, I'm hooking up with these dudes, and feeling maybe an emptiness that I certainly saw in her and seeing a lot of young girls in LA, though. You know, that's not unusual to see these beautiful girls and realize that they're like super, they don't think that they're anything, right? And you're like, oh my God, you were given these beautiful looks and everything given to you on, and you're still not feeling good about yourself. Until you feel that whole, you're going to be vulnerable to drugs and to men like this guy.
Yeah. I mean, this, we're talking about Tom Sandoval, who took shrooms on TV and literally tripped on TV. Oh. Now, I'm not saying shrooms are bad, because some people use them to get over things, but you're supposed to be doing that with a trained person, by the way, you guys. You know, I've taken shrooms recreationally. I've done a lot of stuff. You know, I never am judgy. I'm not judging. There's no judgy here. I'm just saying, you're talking about a guy who's that comfortable with drugs integrated in his life that he's like, let's go get high on TV, you know?
You know what we got to do? Toga party.
Toga! Toga!
So it isn't a big leap to imagine that he was giving her shrooms or pills or, you know, uppers or downers or stuff that would be definitely maybe helping her with her anxiety on the show, even. Like, let's say she gets nervous and she thinks, I look like so stupid on TV. When I talk on my confessionals, I'm not really funny and I'm so tight. How do you do it? And Tom's like, oh, I pop a Xanax, a quart of Xanax before I do my confessional. I could totally see that happening. It changes her reactions to stuff. So she kind of looks like she's not getting what's happening. She's not in on the program.
Well, exactly. I completely think that it's almost a requirement with this guy, right? What do you think, he's going to hang out with some librarian, you know, who drinks tea and goes to bed at 10? No, he needs a girl who's going to party, who's going to keep up with him, who's going to enjoy the same kind of lifestyle. And if she doesn't have an identity or anything other than pageants, and she's finally aging out, and that can't even be her go-to anymore, she's going to be, you know, especially sensitive to, and I think if she wasn't a big drug user before, and then she starts doing it, you know, it changes your brain chemistry. It definitely changes your reaction time. And to start, you know, when you start, it's okay. It helped. And then you start doing more and more to have the same effects, and you go in down that rabbit hole. And I really could see that being one of the reasons why she seems so odd.
Yeah. And of course you're going to need to get help, because what happens when you take any of these drugs, X, shrooms, the chemistry causes you to have a dopamine dump. Mm-hmm. So your body pumps out all this like dopamine in your brain, and you feel like, this is the best, I'm having so much fun. And then what happens is you've got none left, because the way the body works, it only makes a limited amount. So once you have a drug and you spend through that dopamine, it's gone. So that's why they have this, the concept, even after ecstasy, they have a concept of suicide Sunday, because everybody would take their ecstasy on a Friday. And then by Sunday, they would be like so sad and depressed. But that's a chemical reaction to the fact that your body blew through all the dopamine it had in it on Friday doing the drug, so that on Sunday you believe your world is imploding and you're sleep deprived. So it's like, you're so depressed. So imagine if she was coming off that ride, right? Mm-hmm. And all this breaks and she's getting hated by everybody, you know, it would explain, I've got to go home. I got to regroup. For all of you listeners, have you ever been in Vegas and you party your ass off for 4 days? And at the end of the 4 days, you're like, oh my God, my world is imploding. I have to get out of here. And you literally like run to the Vegas airport and you like, don't even pack right. And you just get on the plane and you're like, oh my God, I got to get out of here. That's what I'm talking about. You know, like, I've got to regroup.
Well, as high as the high is, your low is going to be the same low. So, you know, it all goes back to the equilibrium. And when you're so deprived like that and making big decisions and thinking that everything's okay, and no one's going to find out. And, you know, it definitely could be a reason why she is just acting in this really terrible behavior.
Yeah. So there were some other theories that people had about like this love affair. And I just want to get back to the letter that I mentioned a while ago. I know I went off trajectory slightly there. What do you think she's writing in the letter? Do you think she's trying to end it with Tom or get him back? Because he's been on the road doing his shows. And he is obviously being very conscious not to send a message to Raquel that he is seeing other women, because there was a picture that came out of him with an influencer in Austin, a blonde girl. We found out who she was. She's a TikToker or whatever, big one. And he immediately came out and said, I didn't hook up with her. You know, I want everybody to know. Now, for him to care because he's not in a relationship anymore tells me that he's trying to send a message to Raquel, right? That even though she may be reading this, it's not true, right? I don't know how much he's talking to her right now. I'd say not a lot, because I bet her family has said you can't talk to him. That's why she's mailing letters. And I wonder if the letters, I guess the question I have for you, are the letters to say goodbye or say, I love you. And when you're, you know, come get me, or, I mean, what do you think?
I definitely think the latter. I do not believe she'd be the kind of strong girl who would stand up and say, not only am I done with you, I've changed my life. I'm getting, doing this, doing that. And I'm going to get out of this better because I deserve, you know, to make mistakes and still, you know, live a life. So I feel like she'd be more the type to hope and pray that this was a love story and not just a hookup and a slight thrill for this dude and a series of bad choices and influences on her. So I would probably bet, if I were to go to Vegas, I would bet that she is trying to justify and hope that this love affair is actually what that is instead of just a hookup. So yeah, I'd be thinking that she's probably trying to beg for him to stay. I bet he's already told her I'm out, but he can't look that horrible, right? Or maybe he doesn't care. He would say, hey, I broke it off with her.
No, he would lie to her. He would lie to her. He would lie to her for his own self-interest. He would keep her. He would keep her. No, because see, if Tom Sandoval truly is a narcissist, he would never cut her off. He would keep her on, you know, the leash. Mm-hmm. And also have his cake and eat it too.
Yeah, I bet you're right. I mean, there's nothing about this guy that's honorable, you know?
Yeah, nothing. No, definitely not. Okay, so one patron sent me a message about what Charlie said that struck her on her recent interview on Vile Files. She said that Charlie made a great point of why Rachel may be the way she is with women. She said when they did pageants, they were groomed to be better than the next woman. She did pageants since she was young, and that was most likely her childhood. I think Rachel is playing catch up, and she's like 18 in maturity. Plus being groomed to compete with other women, I kind of see why she is so odd and why she may not realize why people think she behaves so oddly. No excuse for what she did at all. She definitely needs therapy, and I hope she gets the help she needs. Tom is a narcissist, and he probably groomed Rachel even more because there were so many rumors that Rachel, Raquel, was pregnant with Tom Sandoval's baby, and maybe that's where it came from. So what are your thoughts on that?
I don't think that the pageant world grooms you to be better than the other person. If they're doing it right, they're just trying to better themselves, and I think that's what we focused on the most, and that's why my girls went on to win the big Miss USA and compete in Miss Universe, because if you focus on everybody else, you're never going to get where you need to go. And I felt like Raquel understood that pretty well, and that she was the kind of girl that everybody else liked and wanted to have her around, that they didn't feel, there was definitely people that were there to win it, didn't care about making friends, you know, let's just take this crown home. But, you know, she would definitely be of the group of people who really wanted to get along and be part of, again, a group of, you know, successful people.
So Charlie, but just to be clear, Charlie's alleging that why Raquel felt it was okay to steal Ariana's partner, life partner, Tom Sandoval, was because she was trained that she had to win. And winning in this case was winning Tom Sandoval. That's what she means.
I can see how, you know, women who are in that world and who are really, really serious about it and wanting to win can take over your personality. I can see that. But I see her more as a person who just wants someone to pick her and say, yep, this is my woman. And we are going to be the center of this. Now we're going to be the focus. We're going to be the main couple. I can see her being more more along those lines than saying, oh, I'm going to win. I'm going to beat out this girl. I'm better than her. I don't see her personality as like that. Again, she could have changed a lot since I knew her. Probably the last time I saw her, you know, was 8 years ago. So it is a totally different world for her now. And, you know, being on TV could have really radically changed how she saw herself.
All right. So another Patreon mentioned this concept of a trauma bond. Have you ever heard about this?
I have heard about a trauma bond, and, you know, that definitely could be something as well. You know, I never felt like she was a whole person, and that she always seemed like pieces were missing in some way. And that she was really trying to find what her direction was going to be in her life. Other than being pretty, who was she? I thought that that was part of what we did as in our training. So, I could see a trauma bond, especially given this backstory on the family and, you know, abandonment issues, father issues can all come into it. I'm not a psychologist, but she never came across as a person who was fully evolved and in her spirit and knowing her direction and conquering whatever, taking a man if she needed to. I would see her much more of like, oh my gosh, you love me. You love me more than her. Will you promise me to spend my life with you? And I can see her falling for that line of BS.
And that's actually what this patron said. She says that Raquel is constantly searching out Tom's validation. And that is part of a trauma bond.
And that would maybe what draws her to pageants as well, is because you're having people clap just for being yourself, you know? So having to get outside validation is a high motivator for people who are in the entertainment world, especially with pageant girls.
Yeah. And she mentions that if Tom Sandoval truly is a narcissist, he would rely on this cycle of reward and punishment to get people attached and almost addicted to seeking his approval.
And not just her, but most young ladies who are, you know, in that world have a lot of insecurities, believe it or not. The higher up that you go, the ladder, the more insecure you can get, as long as if you haven't taken care of that inner core of yourself. And guys like him, the sharks like him who are in Hollywood, they know exactly what kind of prey, you know, to take on. And they know who to make the girlfriend or the wife. And then they know who to have as the side chick. And, you know, honestly, she makes a kind of side chick personality type sound pretty normal for her.
Yeah.
Sad. It's really sad. You know, that's
it is. It really is. It's very sad. It's sad because I'm not sure that Raquel pre-Vanderpump Rules TV show would have ever done this.
Right. I think that was the most shocking part. And in a way, I feel like alone on an island of saying, shouting out loud, going, she's a human who's made mistakes. You know, let's try to have a little bit of compassion. Everybody has beat her up. There's not one person that says that what she did was okay. Not me, not anyone I've ever heard anywhere. Okay, let's move past that then. Does she deserve for us to say like we are today, to look at it in a deeper level and say other motivating factors were there, and you know she fell into a trap that a lot of young women do, and here we are. But he's the one that gets me really upset. You know, I'm mad at her too, believe me. You know, I if I were still part of her life, I still do, you know, keep in touch with the family, but not very, very often as much as before. But to me,
text the family after this happened?
I have. I was always in touch with her mom and, you know, just saying hi and happy birthdays and things like that. And, you know, when I saw this break, I messaged her and said that.
For the full scoop, head to our Patreon page. Click the coin icon on your player to check it out.